Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Shabbos daf Kuf Mem Tes. We are holding on daf Kuf Mem Chesam and Beis. We are at the Mishnah on daf Kuf Mem Chesam Beis. Today's shir is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, and it's also sponsored the Zchus for Shalema for Mayor Yosef Ben Yita by his children and grandchildren. We thank both sponsors very much for the sponsorship. We are holding at the Mishnah on Kuf Mem Chesam Beis. The Mishnah is going to discuss the halacha of reading from lists and menus and making raffles on Shabbos, and the Gemara is going to have two different explanations of why there would be a prohibition of reading from lists and from menus on Shabbos, and we're going to have three potential nafkaminas between those two explanations of why it's us. So then we're going to discuss what the issue is with making raffles, raffling off food on Shabbos, and then the Gemara on Amud Beis is going to get into some agadata about Nebuchadnezzar, about how terrible Nebuchadnezzar was. So let's begin. Kuf Mem Chesam Beis at the Mishnah. So the Mishnah tells us, Mona Adam Asarchav, a person is allowed to count out his guests that he's invited for the meal in order to know how much food to set out for them. That's Paparosav. He could also count out the different types of food that he has to give to the guests. Mipiv. He could do it Balpeh Avalo Menaksav. But he's not allowed to read from any sort of list, either a guest list or a menu that was written from Erev Shabbos, because the Gemara will get to two reasons why he's not allowed to do that. He may want to do so in order to make sure that he has he doesn't forget anything. He doesn't forget any of the guests, nor does he forget any of the food that he's prepared, but you're not allowed to do it, and we'll see in the Gemara why not. So now the Mishnah explains types of raffles that are mutter and usher. So Mephis Adam in Banavim B'nei Beso Ala Shulchan Obalach Leis Kavin Lassos Mana Gedola Kenegan Mana Katana. A person can make a garal, he can make a raffle with his children around the Shabbos table to see who gets each portion, as long as he doesn't make Mana Gedola Kenegan Mana Katana. Who gets the larger portion and who gets the smaller portion? I mean, it's got to be all equal portions. It's just who's going to get this one, who's going to get that one, and if they're all equal, then he's allowed to do a raffle. But to have one better portion or one worse portion, a larger one and a smaller one, that's going to be usser. And another issue relating to our raffles, at least as it relates to Yantif, umatilin chaloshin ala kachim b'yamtov. Kohanim are allowed to make a goral over shechted kachim meat on Yamtov in order to decide how to split up the meat of the animal. The Chum allow making a goral for that purpose in order that they shouldn't get into any sort of arguments. Avalo ala manos, but they're not allowed to divide up the portions of kachim that were shechted from Erev Yamtov, because that they could have done on Erev Yantif. So if it's a carbon that was brought on Yantif, then they can make such a raffle to divide up the meat. But if it was a kachim from Erev Yantif, then they're not allowed to make a raffle to divide up the meat. That is how most of the Rishonim explained, since it could have been done on Erev Yantif. The Rambam, however, in Hilchus Yantif Perek Dalid, Halachas, says that the reason for the heter is Mishum Chib of Mitzvah, that Zrizus and Achilas Kachim, to want to get the best portion, so you're allowed to do it for kachim that are shechted on Erev Yantif as well. So when it says Avalo Alamanos, says the Rambam, that's not referring to kachim that are shechted on Erev Yantif, that's referring to chulin, meaning since the whole heter is all about showing chavivus for the mitzvah, so as long as it's an achilas mitzvah, as long as it's a karban, then you're allowed to do it. But if it's a chulin, then you're not allowed to do it. So that's how the Rambam says differently than Rashi and the Tos Yantif and most of the other Rishonim on this Mishnah. Okay, says the Gemara, my time, why is it that you're not allowed to read from a guest list, from a menu? So Rabibi Amar Gzera Shami Yimchok, that it's a concern that you might come to a race. You're going to see that you're going to read the list of the guests, and you're going to see that you didn't prepare enough for all the guests that you otherwise would have invited. So you're going to start to erase some of the guests so that you'll have an adequate amount of food. Or you might regret having invited one of the guests. Maybe you're not interested in him coming, so you might come to a race. That's what the Me'iri suggests. I guess I'll mention that because in the aftermath of Kamtza Bar Kamtza, that erasing a guest from a guest list that you're not interested in having at your house. So that's why, says Rabibi, you're not allowed to read from a guest list, a baya, or from a menu, because you might come time to change the menu, which, by the way, makes it sound like it's only an issur for the balabais to read, but the shamish would be mutter. But if we say like the other reason, it's going to be issur for everybody. This ha'ara is made by a number of the poskim. The Bach points out in his commentary to the tour that if you say like Rav Bibi, it's only an issur for the balabais, for someone who has the rights to erase things from the list, only he is not allowed to read. Abai Yamar, but the other explanation, Gzeira Shema, Yikra B'Shtari Adiotos, the concern is that you might come to read from Shtari Adiotos as well, from Shtaros that relate to Mekach U'Memkar, if we allow you to read from guest lists and menus. So the even though the Isser of reading from a Shtari Adiotos itself is only an Isser Midrabanan, and generally we don't make a Gzeira L'Gzeira, but over here the Chazal must have assessed, the Ritva points out, that Iloha Lo Kaimaha, that if they don't make the second Gzeira, then the first Gzeira is not going to stand either. So therefore, in this case, sometimes we do make a Gzeira L'Gzeira. So this is a case where we make a Gzeira L'Gzeira. And it's even more than that, because even if you were to erase, whenever you're Mochek Shelo Al Menas Lichtov, that itself is only Asa Midrabanan. Only when you're Mochek Al Menas Lichtov is an Issa Daraisa. So that's what the Ritva points out. It's like a Darabanan on top of a Darabanan on top of a Darabanan. That you're not allowed to read a menu unless you come to read B'Shtari Adeltos. Reading B'Shtari Adeltos is itself only Shema Yimchok, and the Shema Yimchok is itself, the Mechika itself is only an Issa Drabban. But for whatever reason, Chazal assessed that this was the kind of situation where Iloha, Lo Kaimaha, where they need all these Gezeros in place. So, my Benai, what's enough Gemini between Rav Bibi's reason of Gezer Shema Yimchok and Abai's reason of Shema Yikra B'Shtari Adeltos? So, the Gemara is going to have three attempts at enough Gemini. Possibility number one, Iga Benayu de Kosova Kosel. What if it was written directly on the wall? So umidli, and it was on a high spot on the wall where you're not going to be able to get there to erase it. So the man diamar shami yimchok. If you're concerned shami yimchok lo chashinu, there's no chash, because by the time you schlep over a ladder and reach all the way up to where it is high up on the wall, you know, 20 feet in the air. So by then you'll remember you're not going to come to erase it. So the man diamar shami yikra chashinan. But according to Abayu, holds that the reason is shami yikra b'shtari adiotos. So then you still have the concern, because as long as you're able to read it from where you're standing, you might come to read things that you shouldn't be reading from wherever you're standing. So that's also, that would still be usher. So says the Gemara, but wait a second, how do we understand this machlokas exactly? If you hold the concern is that you might come to erase it, why aren't you also concerned that you might come to read Shtari Adiotos? Meaning, why is that less of a concern? Why would you only say Shema Yimchok Vesu? And not only that, L'Shema Yimchok Lo Chashinan, to say that we're not choshesh for Shema Yimchok when you're not able to reach it, when it's all the way high up on the wall. Is that true? Vatanan, we have a Mishnah much earlier in this Masechta. A lot of times you find at the end of the Masechta, we start quoting Mishnayos from way, way earlier in the Masechta. It's Ki'ilu, the structure of each Masechta is made in such a way where we can chazer toward the end, where we get to chazer a little bit. So we have a Mishnah much, much earlier in this Masechta, way back on Daf Yud Aleph, Lo Yikra Lo Araner, that you're not supposed to read from anything, from a book, by the light of a candle. The Chacham said you're not allowed to do that because they were afraid that you might come to tilt the candle and that will bring the oil closer to the wick and it's going to light and let better, and you're going to be mavir on Shabbos. V'amar Rabba, afilu gavoa shtei komos, even if the ner is all the way up 2 stories high. V'afilu gavoa shtei mardeos, even if it's more than that, it's the height of Shtema Deos, which is a saddle that they put on a donkey to warm it up. Afilu asara batim zal gavzelo yikra, and even if it's at the height of 10 stories high, the tenth house one on top of the other, you're not allowed to read from the light of the candle. So you'll never be able to reach it. So apparently the Chum made a low plug that if you're not allowed to read Laura in there, you're not allowed to read Laura in there, no matter how high it might be, because it's a low plug. That's how Rashi and the Ramban explain. The Balamar explain that the reason for Rabba is because he's choshesh that you're going to bring a ladder, you're going to go and you're going to tilt it, and you're not going to remember it in the interim. Not that it's a low plug, but that the concern actually still exists, that you still might go and tilt it. But either way, it should be the same over here when it comes to the concern of Shema Yimchok. Why are we not worried about Shema Yimchok just because it's very high up? We should either, like Rashi and Ramban, say it's a low plug, or like the Balamar, say that the guy is still going to come to erase it. So says Gemara, you know what? A different nafkamina, second possible nafkamina between the two opinions. Eli ikabenayu de kosav akosel umitati. He wrote the guests on the wall in a very low place where he can reach. Leman yamar shami yimchol chashinon. If the concern is that he might erase it, yeah, he might erase it. Leman yamar shami yikra lo chashinon. But if the concern is going to read b'shtari adiotos, we're not concerned about that because gudu b'shtari lo michlef. Over here, it's written directly on the wall, and no one's going to confuse a wall for a shtar. So no one's going to come to read shtari adiotos, which is a piece of paper, which is on a piece of parchment, because we allowed reading from a wall, which is clearly not at all like a piece of parchment. Tosos points out in the top Tosos that when the Gemara originally said the machlokas is about a very high place on a wall, the Gemara asked mishum shtari adiotos, and the Gemara didn't suggest, no, it's a wall, no one will ever confuse it. He says, because at that point, the Gemara was not olal daito, the to be mechalik between a kosel and a shtar. So for whatever reason, only now that the Gemara is suggesting the second afkamina, do we realize that now that there's a difference between a wall and a shtar, and that no one will confuse the two for each other. So frak the Gemara, but still, if you say that the concern is that you might come to read it, why aren't you also concerned you might come to erase it? I mean, you're giving me an afkamina where, don't worry, you're not going to have a concern of shtari adiotos. Fine, but why isn't the shita that's worried about shtari adiotos also worried about shema yimchok? And in the case of this nafkamina, where it's directly on a wall, shema yimchok is still a concern. Ela ikabinai, rather the nafkamina between them is dechayaka tavla, that you engraved it into a wooden board, the apinkas, or a piece of stone. So like the luchos, where you engrave it in your whatever it is that you're writing. So leman yamar shema yimchok lo chashinon, if the concern is mechik, we're not choshesh because it takes a lot to undo an engraving. But if the concern is that it's going to be confused for shtari adiotos, then we are choshesh. So says Gemara, but even if you say that the concern is shemi yimchok and therefore you're not choshesh because it's such a tircha to erase that which is engraved, why aren't you concerned for shemi yikra? And maybe you're going to tell me, no, tablet pinkas b'shtari lomichlav. No one's going to confuse a tablet or an etched-in piece of wood with a shtar, v'atanya, but we have a brisa that says not that way. It says, mona adam kama mi b'fnim v'kama mi b'chutz. A person can count his guests and decide who's going to get an indoor seat, who's going to get an outdoor seat, who gets a more kavadika place, who gets a less kavadika place, v'kama manosasa v'aniach l'fneyam, and what types of courses are going to be served to them, that miksav shal gabe akosel, from a writing that's on the wall, avalo miksav shal gabe tavlu pinkas. The iser exists even when you're reading from a tablet, you're reading from engraved wood. So don't tell me that there's no concern of shtari adiotos when it comes to engraved wood. So hey chidami, what's the case over there? E lema dichsiv michtav. If we're talking about where it's written in ink, maishnahacho, maishnahacho, then why would it make a difference that if it's on the wall, it's mutter, and on the tavlo pinkas, it's aser? Both of them should be in Isser Shami Yimchok. El lav dechayik. It must be that we're talking about a case where it's engraved. V'katani michtav shal gabei akosel. And we said that when it's that it's mutter to read from a wall because no one is going to confuse a wall with a shtar. Avalomik sav shal gabe tavlu pinkas, but you're still not allowed to read from a tablet or from a piece of wood because that people will confuse with a shtar. So you see that it's explicit in the brisa that people do confuse tablets and pieces of wood that are engraved with a shtar. So don't tell me that according to the shita of Shem Yimchok, he holds that you're not going to make a distinction between them and you might come to read from shtari adiotos as well. So we still need to explain a nafkamina between Rabbi and Abaye. El Eliolam says Gemara, let's go back to what we tried first. The kasava kosel umidli. Maybe the nafkamina between Rabbi and Abaye is in a case where you wrote it on a wall very, very high up where you can't reach it. And according to all the shitos, we're not going to confuse a wall with a shtar, and there's no chashash that you're going to of being korei from a wall for, as far as that's concerned. According to Rabbi, that the reason is because of Shami Yimchok, it's also because you still might come to be mochek because low plug, it's a low plug no matter how high it is, just like the RNR. And according to Abaye, the reason is Shami Yikra b'shtari adiotos, it's going to be mutter because there's no concern that you're going to come to confuse a wall with shtari adiotos. We asked the kasha from Rabba who said that the chum that it's a low plug, that's not a kasha. The Rabba tanoihi, because the din of Rabba is machlokas tanoim, where the chum or choshesh not to be mechalik with the nisr derabanan, even in a case where the reason for the isr doesn't apply. So these Zamorayim argue about that very same issue. Rav Bibi holds like Rabba that we're still concerned, and that's why you're not allowed to read. And Abai holds like the Tana, who says that the Chachamim do make distinctions in their Takanos. And if the Chachamim said that it's that we're concerned that you might come to violate something only in case A and not in case B, so it's only us in case A, not in case B. They're only concerned when it's low down on the wall, not when it's high up on the wall. Did Tanya, where do we find that there's such a machlokas? Mona adam es orchav es parprosim mipiv alom menaksav, Rabbi Acha matir miksav shal gabe akosel. That apparently we have a machlokas in the Brisa. Tanakama says you're not allowed to read a guest list at all, but Rabbi Acha says if it's on a wall, it's okay. Say, Chidami, what does it mean it's on a wall? Ile mitiksim mitata, if it's on the bottom part of the wall and it's written in ink and you can, it's on the bottom part of a wall and you can easily reach it and erase it. So why in the world would Rav Acha be matir? Lecha shemi yimchok, we still have to be concerned. You might come to erase it. Alav the kas of a midli, the case of the brisa must be, it's written on a wall very high up. Ushmamina de Rav Tanai, and you see that that what Rabba said, that the chacham make a low plug and no matter how high the candle is, we're still concerned you're going to come to tilt it. That's in fact the machlokas Tanayim. Tanakama does not allow reading from a wall even when it's really high up. He holds like Rabba that low plug, the chacham never made distinctions. And Rav Acha, who allows reading from the wall when it's very high up, does not think that it's a low plug. He thinks the chacham did make distinctions. So shmamina, so therefore we have such a raya. Vahani Tanayim, and these Tanayim that argue about whether the chacham make a low plug or not, kahani Tanayim, follows the same machlokas as the following Tanayim. Did Tanya, because we have a brisa, ein roin mara b'shabbos, that you're not allowed to look in a mirror on Shabbos because we're afraid that a person is going to see that his hair is uneven and he's going to come to cut off some of his hairs. Rabbi Meir matir b'mara hakavua b'kosel, and Rabbi Meir allows a mirror that's attached to the wall, because a mirror that's attached to the wall, you're not going to be able to take one edge of it and just snip off one of your hairs with the edge of the mirror. So the Tanakama apparently says that there's a low plug over here, and Rabbi Meir says that no, there's not a low plug, it's only usher when there's a legitimate concern. Maishna kavua b'kosel, what's the concern? Why is it by kavua b'kosel it's mutter? Dadahachi v'achi, because while you're going to grab a scissor, midkar, you'll remember that you're not allowed to do this on Shabbos. Well, sheina kavua nami adahachi v'achi midkar. When it's not kavua b'kosel, shouldn't we say the same thing? That in the interim, you're going to remember not to do it. So it says Gemara, hacha b'mara shal matechas askinan. No, we're talking about a metal mirror. So because Rav Nachman, Rav Rabba Ravua, we're assuming like Rav Nachman, Rav Rabba Ravua, Rav Rav Nachman, Rav Rabba Ravua, minima amru mara shal matechas asura. Why is it that you're not allowed to look in a metal mirror on Shabbos? That we're afraid you can use the mirror itself to cut off whatever stray hairs there are that don't look nice, and that will be a violation of gozes. And the Tanaim are arguing about this exact svara, that Tanakama says that it's aser even if it's made out of matechas that's kavua b'kosel, where it's not practical to use the mirror itself, and you have to go and run and grab something, and by that time you'll probably remember. But lo plug, and Rameir says, no, if the Chacham made a chilik, if it's the kind of mirror where you can quickly grab it and cut off a stray hair, that's aser. But if it's the kind of mirror that's kavua b'kosel, where you can't cut off a stray hair anyway, that's going to be mutter. Now, the question that Rishonim are bothered by is, wait a second, it sounds like you're not allowed to look in a mirror on Shabbos, because the concern is that you may have a stray hair. Problem is, the Sugya Avodah Zarah tells us that a man is never allowed to look in a mirror, because of Lo Yilbash Gever Simlas Isha, that it's considered to be a feminine thing to do. That the Targum says, Lo Yitakin Agever B'tikune Isha, it's not only clothing, that a man is not allowed to do anything that's feminine. So the Ran, Maseches Avodah Zarah, points out that if you live in a place where it's normal for men to look in mirrors, then it's mutter for a man to look in a mirror. And therefore, this halach is for those places where a man is allowed to look in the mirror. So there's a separate thing for Shabbos, that even though on a weekday he's allowed to look in the mirror, on Shabbos he's not supposed to. And that's what the Ramah actually paskins in Yaradeya in Simen Kuf Nun Vav. Tosel says, no, who says we're talking about a man? Women have to keep Shabbos also. Women are for sure allowed to look in mirrors, and on Shabbos women have this isser that they may chop off a Sarah Medudal, a stray hair that goes in the wrong direction. The Shulda Gibarim points out that the maybe the sugya is talking about a man, but he's a kar of lamalchus, and there's an exception for a kar of lamalchus. Someone who's a kar of lamalchus has to look his best at all times in order to be in the good graces of the king, and that was always considered to be a major Jewish need, to have people, to have members of the community who are krovim lamalchus. I think there's some sort of story where some Jewish leaders had a meeting with President Kennedy on Tisha B'Av, and they asked Rav Aaron Cutler if they should shave, or they could explain to him, he's a religious man, they could explain to him that, you know, they're in the morning period of the temple, and that this is, and I think the Maisa goes, Rav Aaron Cutler said, you'll explain it to him, he'll smile, he'll nod, and he'll say, of course I understand, and he'll always remember the scruffy Jews that didn't have the respect to shave when they came to see the president. That Karv L'Malchus, you have to take it seriously, that it's a real thing, that a person has to be presentable when they're Karv L'Malchus. Even though we generally have this Issud Rabbanon, that a person shouldn't do a feminine thing, and looking in a mirror, the Rabbanon determined, is such a feminine thing, it's not considered to be feminine when one is doing it for the sake of Karv L'Malchus. It's a heter that we had. So maybe that's the third possibility as to why it is that we're assuming that these people are otherwise allowed to look in a mirror. Tanu Rabbanan. So we have a brisa again about reading things that are on walls. Ksav Amalek Tachas Atzura, a caption under a picture. V'Tachas Adyuk Naos, or under images of people in different events that are being depicted that are pictured on a wall. So you have like events. You know, you're in a museum and there are captions that explain what exactly you're looking at. Also, the cross of Shabbos. You're not allowed to read it on Shabbos. A gzeira mishum shtari adiotos. Udiuk na'atzma af becholos ulistakel. Now, the picture itself, you're not even allowed to look at on a weekday. The Magen Avraham writes histaklus. You're not allowed to be mistakel, to be misbonin in it, but you're allowed to see it. Why? Why would it be also listakel? Mishum shenemar al tifnu ele alilim. Because it says al tifnu alilim my Talmudah. How do you see from that pasuk that you're not allowed to look at these depictions? Am Rabbi Chanan al tifnu al madatchem. You shouldn't look at their things that they do that come from their heart and that express their emotions. So you're not supposed to look. It doesn't mean avodah zarah. Rashi says medayik from lashon elilim that it doesn't mean avodah zarah, because we don't find Moshe Rabbeinu referring to avodah zarah as elilim. It's always Elohim acherim. So we darshan as chalalim, meaning that even though they didn't make it as an image to worship, it was only madaas. That they just made a nice image, you're still not supposed to be pona toward it, you're still not supposed to turn toward it, that's to gaze at it and to contemplate on such an image. There's a question: what exactly the iser is of being? What's the extent of the iser of being mistakel at things that represent perhaps other amunas? You know, there's a tshuva in the Shevet Alevi in Chelaches. Rav Azman was asked about someone from Brazil asked him that he says very common. Every time you get into a taxi, there's always a shesi va'arev with the tamuna with a picture. There's always a cross hanging from the mirror in the taxi with the picture, and he says it's very, very common. Kimat, you can't get into a taxi that doesn't have it. So is that a problem? Do you have to leave it, or do you have to leave the car? And are you allowed to say Dvar Moshe B'Kedusha in the car? So he quotes that with the Shulchan Aruch says that you're not supposed to hear Kleishir Shel Elilim, or to be Mistakel Binoy Elilim, because you're being Nene from the Re'iyah. But something that you're not Miskavin is Mutzer. So the Shach over there writes that even Be'elilim Atzman that you're not allowed to be mistakel ben when the histaklus is to appreciate their beauty, and you see that the etzem histaklus is not an iser mikra adin when it's not l'shem hanah. It's only when it's l'shem hanah. So when you have two reasons to be mikel, number one, these were not nevad, meaning these are not actually worshipped, and second of all, there's no noy, there's no hanah that you're getting from looking at them. So maybe there's what to be mikel from that perspective. But then Rav Pasuk points out, what about our sugya? You're not allowed to look at the images even b'chol, because al tifnu el elilim, al tifnu el madaschem. Sounds like even if it's not avodah zarah. According to Tosfos and the Rosh, it's about tzuras of avodah zarah. According to other rishonim, it's not talking about tzuras of avodah zarah. But even then, it's only if you're looking b'sponinus. It's only like the Magen Avraham says, where you're looking very carefully, and that's what's mashma that way in Shulchan Aruch as well in Siman Kuf Nun. In Sefer Chassidim, he says you're not even allowed to have ri'iya ba'alma ba'avodah zarah. That if it's something that represents avodah zarah, even just a ri'iya ba'alma is aser. However, in this case where you're going into the taxi without any kavana to look whatsoever, not even a kavana to have a ri'iya ba'alma, you just want to take a taxi ride. So Rav Elsner thinks that in such a case it would be mutter that you're allowed to be in such a car where you're looking at this the entire time. You have like this in hospitals sometimes, where the some of their Christian hospitals. So I think they'd cover it up for you if you requested that you not have a cross hanging over your bed in the hospital. But just strictly speaking, if it's something that's not worshipped and you have no intention whatsoever of looking at it, it would probably be mutter. So then the Mishnah said, "Mefes adam in banav." They allow to make a raffle with your children and with the family members as long as you don't make a mana gedola keneged mana katana. So says Gemara, in Banav b'nei beis, so in imachar lo, sounds like only with your family members, but not with other people. So my time, well, why can't you make a goral with people who are not b'nei beis? So could Rav Yudah Mishmuel, Damar Rav Yudah Mishmuel, b'nei chabura makpidin ze'elze. If you have people who are in a group and they're very careful to keep exact cheshbon of how much they loan to each other and how much they take from each other, and they're not mevater on anything, even on a davar muat. So overin mishem mido, mishem mishkal, mishem minyan. When they share a meal, so they're going to violate Mida Mishkal Minyan exact measurements because they're always very careful to measure out exactly what they're taking from each other. So the Bnei Chabura, because they're so makbid, they're going to come in Shabbos and Yom Tov to measure and to weigh things, and they're going to violate those Yisurim Umishum Lovenu Parim B'Yom Tov, and also they're likely to violate Lovenu Parim B'Yom Tov and Shabbos as well. That the Chachamim say that you're not allowed to use a Lashon of Halva'a like we learned about yesterday on Shabbos and Yom Tov, because you might come to write it down. So you're not allowed to say a lashon of piraon as well, of paying something back, because of gezeirah shamei yichtov. And they only allow a lashon of she'ela and a lashon of chazara. So these people who are makbid on each other will use the lashon of halva'a and the lashon of piraon, because they're gonna be choshesh that they're not going to get paid back exactly what they want. Uki devrei Hillel, and like Hillel said, that you're not allowed to borrow a kikar even to return back a kikar, because maybe the wheat is going to go up in price and it's going to turn out to be ribbis, so it's going to turn out to be that you're paying back more than you borrowed. So af mishum ribbis, so kedivrei Hillel af mishum ribbis. And if you're concerned about Hillel, it's a ribbis problem as well, because they're not mochel each other even a davar muat. So adding a little bit is going to be considered like a loan that you're paying back extra to the loan. But those who are not makbid, like banav b'nei beso, are mochel when it's just a little bit of a difference. But the b'nei chabura are very makbid on each other. And that's the explanation of why it is that the Mishnah says that you're not allowed to make a goral with other people who are not b'nei beso, because we have to be concerned that with other people there is this extra level of hakpada, and you come to violate all of these yisurim. So frankly, Gemara ihach ibanu b'nei beso nami. So if that's the case, that you're not allowed to make a goral with other people who are not b'nei beso because you'll violate all these yisurim, why aren't we concerned about your own family members as well for the same reason? So as Gemara ibanu b'nei beso, an unusual halacha that you're allowed to lend to banav b'nei beso with ribbis in order to give them a sense of the tam of ribbis. The way Rashi explains that is that if you train your children, look, I'll give you this piece, everyone's supposed to get three pieces today, but today you'll get four, tomorrow you're only going to get one. You know, so he gets the sense that he's got to pay it back in more than he borrowed. So that's going to be, it's going to cause him great tsar, and he'll learn that this is not a nice thing to do, that you never want to charge anybody any ribbis. Rabbeinu Chananel and the Rif say no, that it's that the case is that the father is the lova and he's paying ribbis to the children in order to give them a time of ribbis of how geshmak it is, that they're getting to collect extra, they're getting to collect more, and therefore they're going to get even greater schar when they don't collect ribbis when they get older, even knowing how geshmak it is to be able to collect extra extra money beyond what they originally had lent out. So based on that, by Banav Bnei Beso, we're going to allow doing these things that might otherwise be a chashash ribis. So, frankly, Gemara Ihachi, if we're matter for ribis for Banav Bnei Beso, because it's really all yours and you're just giving them the tam of ribis, manu gadol kenegun manu katana nami, then why can't you raffle off that one gets the better piece and the other one gets the not such good piece? Say nachinami, you can. And really, there's a little bit missing from the Mishnah. Here's how to read it. Mefasadim Banav Bnei Beso, ala shulchana filu manu gadol kenegun manu katana. You're even allowed to do mana gadol kenegun mana ketana, where you're raffling off the best piece. My taima, like Rav Yudah Merav said, that you're allowed to give a sense of ribis to the children so that they can know to avoid doing this when they get older. But in Banav Bnei Beso in imacherim lo. So it's meduyik in the Mishnah that you're allowed to do such raffles with family members, but not with other people who are outside of the family. Even if it's equal portions, my time and the reason for that is because the people are very makbid and they'll come to measure and so they won't come to violate ribbis because it's even amounts, but they'll come to violate everything else, all the measuring and the weighing and then the chashash of writing and things of that nature. So that's the discussion about making a goral around the table on Shabbos, that it's mutter and banav bnei beso, it's aser with other people. What about the sefer? We said bavachli skavin lasos. So that's mana gadola keneged mana katana af bechol la'acherim. That even on a weekday you're allowed to do it la'acherim, where it would be mutter la'acherim aser. To do it with other people, it's going to be aser. My taima mishum kuvya. That's going to be a violation of kuvya of gambling. That it's an asmachta that people are going to think that they're going to put in for because they assume that they're going to get the bigger piece and they're not having full gemiras das to be makna their portion al das, that they're not going to get what they want, that they're not going to win, and therefore that's a violation of gezel midrabanan. So here also, when you make the gorel, so a person thinks he's going to win the raffle, so he's not really makna palev shalem, and therefore it's a violation of gezel on a drabanan level. Minatora, it's not gezel because he's not taking it away from anybody, but the assumption is that because he's not really, his heart's not fully in it, that's considered gezel midrabanan. The primary sugya for this is in the third parak of Masech Sanhedrin and of Chavdalim and Beis, where Rami Bar Chama says that Masachik Bekuvia is pasul edus because of asmachta, because it's a form of gezel midrabanan. Rav Sheish holds that it's not a smacht and gezel, it's just that eino osek bi yeshuvo shel olam. Because you don't really think that you're going to win. You know that it's a game of chance. And the Ritva writes that even according to Rav Sheshes, where it's not gezel, it's still usher to do. Because when you're being mafsid, when the person loses, he's bitzar, and he's not giving it b'lev shalem. And that's just not nice. That's what eino osek bi yeshuvo shel olam means. That's not a mental thing to do. That you're making someone enter. You're entering into a deal with someone where he's going to walk away unhappy. He's going to walk away that he's going to feel cheated. So even though you didn't cheat him and you didn't steal from him and he knew the rules to begin with, but someone shouldn't walk away with a bad taste in his mouth from a financial interaction with you. And that's part of the Ein Osek b'yeshuva shalolam. Okay, matilin chaloshin. As we said in the Mishnah, you're allowed to be matil chaloshin on kachim. You're allowed to make gorolos on kachim on Yom Tov, but not on manos. So my avalo al manos. What does it mean avalo al manos? So I'm Rabbi Yaakov, brod de bas Yaakov. Rabbi Yaakov, the son of the daughter of Yaakov. So he was named after his maternal grandfather. But you see clearly that his father's name doesn't get mentioned. And Rashi Misach Zerivin writes, his father must have been a bad guy, and therefore we didn't want to mention his name. He says avalo al manos shelchol biyomtov, that the goral should not be divide up kachim that were from a weekday carbon on Yontif. You shouldn't be making gorolos to divide up weekday portions of a carbon that was brought during the week. So Pshita, obviously not going to make gorolos and kachim from Erev Yontif, because you could have done it before Yontif. So Ma'od Tema Holuksiv Va'amcha Kimrive Kohen, that the Navi gives a musr to the Jewish people that they're always fighting like Kohanim. So you see that Kohanim in general, if you're going to use that as a metaphor, stop fighting like you're a bunch of Kohanim. So you see that apparently Kohanim are are people who are very, very stark about their opinions. So, and they argue with each other. So, I feel the manus to chol nami. So, I think we should be matir them to make garolos, even on portions of a weekday carbon, in order just to have some way to resolve whatever they're going to be fighting over. So, just make a garol so that they won't fight. So, come ashmulan. Therefore, the Mishnah has to tell me that no, you're not allowed to make a garol on portions of a weekday carbon, even though it might prevent Kohanim from fighting even further. So now, once we mention Rabbi Yaakov, brother Bas Yaakov, so the Gemara tells us something else from Rabbi Yaakov, brother Bas Yaakov. Amar Rabbi Yaakov, brother Bas Yaakov. Kol shechaveru nena shal yado. Whenever you cause someone else to be punished because of you, because of what he did to you, or you cursed him because he did something bad to you, and now he gets punished, ein machnis nosa b'mechitzah shal Kadosh Baruch Hu, then you don't enter into the mechitzah shal Kadosh Baruch Hu. That a person should be a mevater, a person shouldn't have it, that other people should be punished on his account. So, Minalan, where do we see that? Where do we learn such a thing from? If you're going to learn from what it says in the Pesukim Melachim Aleph, and the context is Achav was a Melech Yisrael, and there was a Gezerah that he was going to die in the Melchama with Aram by Ramot Gilad, and there were 400 Nevi'im that were Menave to him that he would be Matzliach in the Melchama, and the Navi Michio Ben Yamla said to him the Nevuah, so the and after the Gemar Din of Achav, it came out Luchova. Vayomer Hashem mi yifta esachav v'yal v'yipol b'ramot gilad v'yomer zebucho v'ze omer b'cho. That one said, I'll be mefatim in this way, I'll do it this way, I'll try to appease him in one way or the other way. Vayitzah ruach v'yamul v'nei Hashem v'yomer ani afatenu. And one ruach came and said, I'll appease him. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, oh yeah, how? Vayomer, and he said, Eitzei v'isi ruach sheker b'fi kol neviyah, vayomer, tefata v'gam tuchal, tzei v'asei kein, that the ruach was saying that he'll suggest a certain type of pitur by having all the neviyah be misnave, that he'll be successful. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, okay, go ahead and be matzliach with such a pitur, with such words. So that's what Michio was explaining to Achav, how it could be that 400 neviyah told him that he'll be matzliach in the melchama, even though the emes is that he's going to die, because he's giving him like the indication of what's going on up in Shemayim. So the Gemara explains, va'amrinan, and we say, my ruach, what is this ruach? Who is this ruach that suggested this? Amar Rabbi Yochanan zaruchah shel Novos. This is the ruach of Novos HaYisraeli that became a ruach because Achav caused him to be killed and to have his neshama taken. We might say, and what does it mean, say va'aseiken, that go ahead and do this? So Amrav, tsei mi mechitzasi, that HaKadosh Baruch was saying, get out of my mechitza. That you see that anyone who's chaver, who's nena shal yado, he does not enter into the mechitza of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because Navos with the Ruach HaSheker that he put in the Nevi'im caused the onesh of Achav, caused Achav to be punished. So since Navos caused Achav to be punished, so Navos was thrown out of the mechitza of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the source, says the Gemara, maybe that's the source that anyone who causes other people to be punished, al yadam, is thrown out of the mechitza. No, maybe over there the reason that he was thrown out of Mechitza Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu was because anything that's a Dvar Sheker doesn't have a kiyum in front of Hashem. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that Akash HaKranim is Einu Mekabelos Pnei Shechina, that liars don't get to Chosom Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu's Emes. Sheker has no place in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu. So Novos that came to give this Ruach Sheker in front of to all the Nevi'im to say a Nevuah Sheker, that's why he was thrown out, because it was Sheker, not because Achav was punished on his account. So Elameach says, "We're a second possibility. How do I know if other people are punished on your account that you're thrown out mimchitzas shal Kadosh Baruch Hu?" Because it says about Nebuchadnezzar that he used to force all the other kings into Mishkav Zachar with him, and he used to make a goral when each king would have their turn of Mishkav Zachar with him. And when it came the time for Tzidkio Melech Yehuda, we're going to see a little bit later in the daf that Nebuchadnezzar miracle happened. Nebuchadnezzar's orla extended 300 amos, they will see soon, and he suffered this terrible embarrassment. So about that, the Navi Habakkuk says, Savata kolon mikovot shtei gamata va'arel, and it, we darshan Savata kolon mikovot, that he was he suffered this bizayon more than all the kavod that he ever received. That you also will drink from the coast of Ginai. Zet Tzidkiyo, and that's a reference to Tzidkiyo because he was punished since he caused Nebuchadnezzar to be punished. So you see that someone who has someone else punished al yadam is also going to be punished as well. So says Gemara, that can't be. Chada de kule krab Nebuchadnezzar. The whole pasuk is about Nebuchadnezzar. So don't darshan half of the pasuk we're talking about Tzidkiyo. Va'od, another reason why you can't explain that that's what it's talking about. Tzidkiyo tzadika, Tzidkiyo the tzadik, may have a little. What should he have done to Nebuchadnezzar? He was an onus. So he can't be punished for something that was a total onus. And the raya that he was an onus is he's called a tzadik. Dam Rav Yidom Rav, b'shar shabike shos rosh alasos lo so tzadik kach. When that Russian wanted to do this to Tzidkiyo, who was a tzadik, as we're going to see soon. So it's Nebuchadnezzar suffered a terrible punishment. So we're back to the question: how do I know that if someone else gets punished, that if someone else gets punished on your account, that you don't go mechitzas shel Kodesh Baruch Hu? Elamehacha, a third possible source: the pasuk in Mishlei, Gamanosh leTzadik lo tov, that the midah of onesh is not good for a tzadik. It's not a midah tova. Ein lo tov ela ra, that it's not going to ein lo tov ela ra, where that the tzadik is nanash because of the ra that's called uksiv, the ra that's caused on his, by him. Uksiv kilo kilo kel chafetz resha ata lo yagurcha ra. So we darsh in the pasuk tzadik ata Hashem v'lo yagur b'magurcha ra. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a tzadik and he doesn't want anyone in his vicinity who causes ra. They don't get into the mechitzaso shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the third and final answer as to how we know that that those who cause others to be punished do not enter mechitzas shel Kodesh Baruch Hu. My mashm day chaloshim lishon depuruhu. Now we said in the Mishnah lashon of chaloshim, of making raffles. How do I know chaloshim was lashon of a raffle? Dichsiv, because the Navi Yeshayo tells us when Nebuchadnezzar would make these raffles. Eich nefaltim yishamayim chilo ben shachar negdata la'aretz choleish al goyim. It's about the fall of the Tsar of Bavel from Shemayim that was that looked like a shooting star. And the Nevuah goes on about the downfall of Nebuchadnezzar and it calls Nebuchadnezzar the Cholesh al Goyim. So what does that mean? He was a Cholesh al Goyim. Amar Rabbi Rav Huna, Melamitshei Matil Pur al Gedolei Malchus Leidei Ezer Ben Yom Shel Mishkav Zachar, that he made a raffle every day which of the kings would have to succumb to his Mishkav Zachar. Uksiv, and the pasuk says by the downfall of Nebuchadnezzar, Kol Malchei Goyim Kulam, that all the and the Gemara explains that they had to lie with Mishkav Zachar with him, but so that's how we see that it's a lashon of a goral. Once we're on the topic of Nebuchadnezzar, he was so evil and so terrifying that as long as he was around, no one smiled and laughed. Shenemar pasuk says when it talks about his downfall, that it was a pitzchun peh and a sense of simcha that permeated when he finally died. Mechlal dad hashta lo avrina, because up until that point there was no rina in the world. V'am Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Rabbi Yochanan asr lamal beveso shalos harashi. You're not allowed to stand in the house of Nebuchadnezzar. Shenemar usi'irim yirakdu sham, because we assume that the mazikin are still dancing there. They're still hanging out there. You don't want to be anywhere near there. V'am Rabbi Yidom Rav b'shash shabike shos harash alas uslos tzadik kach. When Nebuchadnezzar wanted to do this tzadik to Tzidkiyo, Nimshcha Arlasa, like we referred to before, is Arla extended Shalosh Meos Amah, 300 Amos, Vaisa Mechazeres Al Kala Mesiba Kula, and it went around all the other kings that were sitting in front of him. Shenamra, the Pasuk says, Savata Kolon Mikavach, Se Gamata Va'arel, and Arel is Begamachia Shalosh Meos Havi. So is Arla extended 300 Amos. So it was a terrible embarrassment for Nebuchadnezzar. Ram Rav Yidom Rav Vishah Shiyarad Osa Rasha, Le Gehenim, when Nebuchadnezzar went down to the Gehenim, Rashu Kol Yard they weren't sure, is Nebuchadnezzar the new chief of Gehenim and he's gonna rule over them in Gehenim? He said, we'll take any Gehenim, not that. That was the worst Gehenim, to have Nebuchadnezzar in charge. Or maybe he's just coming to get punished because he's getting his just desserts for everything he did during his lifetime. Shinarma, the pasuk says, Gamata Chulesa Kamanu Elin Nimshalta. So Yatza Baskal Viamra, Mininam Taradavi Ishkavra Sarelim. That because of your Chashivas, you thought that. That, that, that it'll be better for you than Mitzrayim and all the other nations. So now you're going to see who's going to have more ni'imos. You'll see that you're going to go down and lie with them together in Gehenim. So you see that he was getting his punishment. He was not ruling over Gehenim. Eich shavas noge savsa madheva. In the Misa of Nebuchadnezzar, the terrible Noges was gone, and the nation called the Madheva, Bavel, was now gone. So the Gemara explains, Amr Avidam Rav, Shavsu Umazu, Sha'amra, Mador, Medod, Vahave, that you should measure out the money of and the dinaris of and bring it, because Bavel would always collect taxes. V'ikada Amri, Sha'amra, Ma'od, Ma'od, Havei Belo Mida. They would say, bring without measure, they would collect ridiculous amounts of money. That's why Bavel is called Madheva. And then, Uruvu Yatira Hosefesli, Amr Avidam Rav Yemri Baraba, Melamed Sharachav Al Ari Zachar, Vikashar Tanin Berosha, that Nebuchadnezzar used to ride on a male lion, and he tied a large snake on the head of the lion, Lekayim Ashenemar, to fulfill the Nevuah of Yirmiyo about the rulership of Nebuchadnezzar, Vigames Chayas Hasadan Asati Lo La'avdo, that he ruled over the Chayas Hasada in that sense, that he used to ride on a lion with a tanin tied around the lion's head. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up at the Mishnah on Kuf Nun Amud Aleph. Everyone have a wonderful day.